This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from the nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers said they discovered a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. This led British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to issue strict lockdowns. Canada, India, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Poland are among countries that have taken measures to limit or ban travel to and from Britain. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force were set to meet Monday afternoon to debate a temporary ban on passenger flights from Britain. U.S. airlines have already scaled back flights to and from Britain as well as the rest of Europe. British Airways and Delta Airlines announced Monday they will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. This comes after calls to ban air travel by the state of New York's governor and New York City's mayor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Mayor Bill de Blasio, pushing for a ban due to the mutant strain of the coronavirus. Virgin Atlantic followed and also announced it will require all London travelers to the U.S. to present evidence of a negative COVID-19 screening. BioNTech's chief executive is speaking out with a message of calm. Ugur Sahin of BioNTech, the company that co-developed the Pfizer vaccine, said he is confident that the vaccine would be effective against a variant of the coronavirus. He told Bild TV that his company is investigating the mutation, but he viewed the matter with a degree of soberness. The World Health Organization has also cautioned against major alarm, saying this was a normal part of the pandemic's evolution. The WHO added there is no evidence the new strain is deadlier. This is VOA News.